This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Andhra Pradesh, six Maoists have been killed, including senior leader Madhvi Hidma, his wife Raji, and close associates, in an encounter with security personnel today. The security forces continue to monitor the region as the search operation remains in progress. We have a report from our correspondent.
A fierce encounter broke out early this morning between security forces and Maoists in the Maridmalli forest of Allur Sitaramaraju district, Andhra Pradesh, leaving six Maoists dead. Those killed included his senior Maoist leader and central committee member Madhvi Hidma, his wife Rajay, and several close associates. Andhra Pradesh DGP Harish Kumar Gupta said forces began combing operations at 6 a.m. after receiving intelligence on Maoist movement along the Andhra Pradesh-Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. The encounter occurred as teams moved deeper into the forest. Officials said the operation was part of the ongoing effort to curb Maoist activity. Security forces remain on high alert and search operations are continuing in the area. Further updates are awaited. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today conducted a search operation at over 25 premises connected to the Al Falah Group in Delhi and NCR. The search operation is part of an ongoing investigation into financial irregularities, use of shell companies, accommodation entities and money laundering. The agency said it is investigating 9 shell companies linked to the group, all registered at the same address. The role of Al Falah Trust and related entities is under investigation. In addition, prima facie discrepancies have been noted in claims regarding UGC and NAAC recognition. ED said these aspects are being examined with the concerned authorities. Al Falah University has come under scrutiny after the arrest of several doctors in connection with the blast near Delhi's Red Fort on the 10th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu has urged everyone to work together to ensure water availability and security, highlighting that climate change is affecting the water cycle in today's time. Conferring the 6th National Water Awards 2024 and the first Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Awards in New Delhi, the president said the efficient use of water is essential for the country as its water resources are limited considering the population.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि पिछले वर्ष शुरू किए गए जल संचय जन भागीदारी कार्यक्रम के तहत 35 लाख बताया गया है अधिक ग्राउंड वाटर रिजर्व स्ट्रक्चर्स का निर्माण किया जा चुका है सर्कुलर वाटर इकोनॉमी की प्रणालियों को अपनाकर सभी इंडस्ट्रीज तथा अन्य स्टेक होल्डर्स जन संसाधन का प्रभावी उपयोग कर सकते हैं
Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil, Minister of State for Jal Shakti V. Somanna and Raj Bhushan Chaudhary were also present at the event. Awards were presented to 46 winners in 10 categories, including Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Institution, Best School and Best Individual. Maharashtra secured the first position in the Best State category of the 6th National Water Awards for 2024, while Gujarat and Haryana were placed second and third. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article by Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav highlighting India's opportunity to reshape global climate finance with greater transparency and common standards. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the article noted India's draft climate finance taxonomy and its growing domestic green finance, which serve as examples of pragmatic leadership that can help guide a more effective global architecture in the future. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the fourth pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders from the capital markets in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna tomorrow to elect their leader. 202 NDA MLAs belonging to 5 constituent parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will participate in the meeting. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi, Puducherry, Karaikal and Tamil Nadu till 23rd of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.